Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 79th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we are here with Andrew Dominik, director of Blonde in competition in Venice. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
How did you find your Merlin? How was the process?
I saw her on TV.
Really?
Yeah, I saw Anna in a film that was called Knock Knock.
Yeah?
And I thought that girl could be Marilyn Monroe.
Why?
Because she looked like her. And she was compelling on screen. You just wanted to watch her. It's usually an instinctive thing, and I usually know as soon as the person walks through the door, I know who the right person to cast.
Mm-hmm. This process, the process to get here has been long, very long.
Yeah.
Did you think at any stage of the process that this was not going to come out?
All the time. Yeah. Yeah, Blonde would fall apart all the time, never happen again kind of thing. But it was something I just couldn't let go of. You know, like I would just have ideas for Blonde. You know, it would come together, fall apart. You know, and there were times when I just thought, never again, I can't go through that heartbreak again. But when I found Anna, the film kind of came to life, you know. And I was waiting for her, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. What would you say this film means in terms of legacy? Marilyn's legacy?
I think it's just a movie. Do you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I think it's one of many. And they'll probably make more. I think the film is attempting to... The film is about the meaning of Marilyn Monroe. What does she mean? How should we feel about her? What does she represent? And why is she like the American goddess of love of the 20th century? You know?
And for the first time, maybe we see Marilyn from the eyes of the men who wanted to have her.
I don't think we ever see Marilyn through the eyes of the men. I think we see the men through the eyes of Norma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that your main intention with the film? Like,
I don't think we see any point of view in the movie that is not hers. And I think, you know, her. I think we see the whole world through the lens of her drama, you know, her internal trauma.
And as you said in the press conference, the two women are intertwined, Marilyn and Norma, all the time.
No, I think they're split.
You think?
I think they're split. Yeah, I think Norma is the real self, and I feel like Marilyn is both the armor and the prison in which Norma resides.
Mm-hmm. I would like to make one last question about the process of creating the character with Anna. The accent, the movements, even the eyes, the look. How was that?
Well, the anthropological aspect of it, like how does she look? You got to look at her face on a bunch of different lenses. You know what I mean? Like a 50mm lens seemed about right. If you keep the camera at eye height, like her face seems to feel like Marilyn's face. I mean, obviously the hair, all the clothes, the makeup. I mean, the makeup, it's not exactly like Marilyn Monroe's makeup. And in fact, what people think of as being Marilyn Monroe's makeup is more like Marilyn Monroe's makeup through Marilyn Monroe impersonators than Marilyn's actual makeup. So there's all that stuff, right? And then as far as the character's concerned, it's something that we're always discovering. You know, like you're always trying to make it live. There's two aspects to it. Do you know what I'm saying? There's the anthropological, and then there's like the scenes themselves. You have to make the scenes work as well.
Okay, Andrew Dominik, director of Blonde, thank you very much for being with us today.
Okay.
I'm David Martos. This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.